It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program that focuses on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine. Just fine right now. 19 degrees outside right now. Chilly. A little breezy. No snow yet.
Yeah. Pretty calm morning, really.
Yeah. Enjoy it while you can. Okay. It's going to change. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got a washer-dryer stack type unit, less than a year old. Maytag drying center. Got a front-load washer. Use gas and electric clothes dryers. Use portable dishwasher, older model, but works great. Several use built-in dishwashers. Microwave hood combinations are used, fully guaranteed. Got a luxury water softener, near new. A natural gas direct vent water heater. One used smooth top range in very good condition. Used upright large capacity freezer. Got a used Maytag front load washer and dryer in excellent condition. And one used top load washer dryer, priced to sell. Got gas and electric water heaters. These are new. We deliver and install. Haul the old heater away and, of course, service it after the sale. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Got refrigerators. Got over 70 units in stock. Good selections of models, colors, and prices. We offer Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and LG. Got top freezer models, bottom freezer models, side by sides, and, of course, the very popular French door bottom freezer models with or without front dispensers. Top trade-ins on any clean used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. I don't know if you heard, but there might be some snow coming. Have you heard that rumor at all?
Is that only for like the last week?
Is that all everybody's been talking about for the last week or so now? You were joking the other day that, well, it wasn't really joking. It was true, but mentioning that people were already out at some of the local grocery stores kind of hoarding things up already over the last weekend. Very aware. It's kind of odd. You know, we get some of those summer storms, and you get those issues where you run into, oh, you know, they come up fairly quickly. I mean, we know a storm might be coming, but you never know where the worst of the stuff is going to hit. You know, these winter snowstorms often tend to be much, much different. We get advance warning, and they kind of have a pretty fair idea of, although the amounts might change, but we have a pretty fair idea of where the worst part of the snow will typically hit. So we have a little bit of time to prepare for some of those things, which is probably good because in some cases, those folks that live in some of the more rural areas can have a difficult time getting out for a day or two or sometimes more, yeah, depending upon the severity of the storm after it dumps so much snow out there. But I was looking at the radar here this morning, and just to kind of get an example, you know, folks are already preparing, and we'll talk about that here, but radar looks, there's this giant blue dot right in the middle of the country right now. That's the best way to explain it. It's just this big blue dot. No, it's not Coach Mangino. There's this big blue dot that's right over the middle of Kansas. In fact, it covers almost the entire state of Kansas right now into the better part of the western half of Missouri, the central part of Nebraska. It curls back around into Colorado as well. And blue, well, if you're not familiar with weather radar, blue typically means snow. And the bluer the color, the heavier the snow. And it's looking like quite a bit of snow in some of those areas, anywhere from 6 to 12-inch amounts to 12-plus inch amounts of snow in that area. And that storm is moving up toward our direction. Actually, the center of that storm will probably, as Harvey Freeze said yesterday morning, it looks like it'll probably slide a little bit further south and east of us in the immediate area, but that doesn't mean we're not in the middle of the storm, just because the center of it is going just a little bit off of where it would hit us. We're still going to see some pretty good snowfall amounts, it looks like, here in this area. I was looking this morning after I saw that radar this morning and noticed how incredibly blue it was over the eastern part of Kansas. I pulled up a couple of Wichita TV station websites just to kind of see what they were saying here. And they're talking about how the snow is continuing to fall. And as of where they are right now, they've got quite a bit of snow already, but they're still talking about another 3 to 5 inches of snow before the system moves out of their area in the Wichita, Kansas area here today. So they're saying that They're not even bothering to do a lot of cancellations on the air in the Wichita radio stations like we typically do. They're just saying right now, it's safe to say that if you live in Kansas, there's no school today. And they pretty much just leave it at that. They do have a whole list of them, but as far as reading that list, nah. It's just kind of a blanket announcement this morning, so you kind of see what they're going through right now. But they're also letting folks know that, you know, if you're trying to travel by road, they're saying there's quite a bit of trouble out on the roads. The Kansas Turnpike Authority already has been advising people to avoid the turnpike from Oklahoma to Emporia, Kansas, if possible, because the road is snow-packed and visibility is down to zero. And also, if you're traveling by air through that area, they're talking about you're definitely going to want to call ahead because several flights out of the Wichita airport have been canceled both yesterday and today, and they're concerned about some of those other flights here later in the day. You know, the issue is the snow, but it's also after the snow has stopped falling, it continues to blow. And that's what we're probably going to see here as well. So before we're all finished with all of this, we're going to see a little blowing snow as well. Now, we've been sharing with you some of those preemptive strikes. We've seen a number of school districts and some other organizations kind of, get ahead of the snowstorm here and worry about things later on. But they've made a lot of their decisions already. Atlantic Schools, for example, dismissing at noon today with no afternoon preschool. Also, the school-to-work meeting, which is scheduled at noon at Iowa Western Community College for the Atlantic District, is postponed. We have a 12:30 dismissal today at AHST schools, a 12:30 dismissal time at Boyer Valley schools. Corning is dismissing at 12:30 today. The CAM schools, Cumberland, Anita, Messina, they'll be closing at noon today. Also, we have Griswold dismissing 3 hours early today. Nottoway Valley schools are closing 4 hours early today. Prescott schools at 11:30 this morning they'll be dismissing. Orient Maxburg also with an 11:30 dismissal today. Riverside schools will be closing at 12:30 today. The West Central Valley schools will be closing at noon today. Villisca also has a 12:30 dismissal today. Woodbine a 12:30 dismissal. Underwood also a dismissing school at 12:30 today. Jack and Jill Preschool is not going to have any afternoon sessions today here in Atlantic as well. And we did have a few school districts that just decided to call it off altogether today. We have two cancellations right now. Essex and Fremont Mills school districts here in southwest Iowa have informed us that they are just canceling school for today in advance of this storm.
Now, we did have an addition just a little bit ago as well. The Exira and Elkhorn-Kimbleton districts are dismissing at 12:32.
Okay. And I suspect there are some holes in our there's a little Swiss cheese going on here, a few holes in our list of schools, and I would expect that to fill in probably as the morning moves along, too, as you just know now that we just got another one called in. We've been seeing that here throughout the early part of this morning. So, you know, if you are around the area, I mean, it looks fine now, but you know how fast that deteriorates when we start to get those snowfalls like that. And we're expecting breezy conditions with the snowfall. So it's not just going to be the falling snow. It's going to be the blowing snow as well. So we're going to see many more cancellations and postponements probably as the morning and early afternoon hours move along. I would suspect we'll probably see things ranging from the possibility of businesses to other schools to different types of events, perhaps even high school sporting events too. We'll see. The state bowling tournament's been postponed for the next couple of days. They put that off a few weeks just because of the impending weather conditions. But there are some other closings as well too that we've received. The Dr. Lundak's Urology Clinic at Cass County Memorial Hospital Outpatient Clinic for today has been canceled. The Creighton Cardiology Clinic scheduled for today has been canceled at the CCMH. The Atlantic Elks Lodge will close all day today. The Villa Dance in Audubon will not have classes today. Also, the quilt class at the Presbyterian Church in Atlantic for today has been postponed until Thursday, February 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. Also, the Atlantic Kiwanis Club meeting for today has been canceled. The Griswold Cooperative Telephone Company has rescheduled their Lewis Fiber to Home event, which will be held now on Thursday, March 7th at the Lewis Community Building from 3 to 7 p.m. The YMCA Martial Arts class at the Ann Wickman Center have been canceled for today. Also, the Soup Fest at the Y scheduled for today is canceled. The UNL-ISU Beef Feedlot Roundtable, which was scheduled for today at the ISU Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis, has also been postponed due to the inclement weather. That roundtable will be rescheduled, although they don't have a time yet. And then even further down the list on our cancellations page, we already noticed that there are some communities that have issued their snow emergency warnings already. City of Corning, Glenwood, Lenox, Prescott, those communities have already notified us that they're going to have snow emergency ordinances taking effect. So we're already seeing some of those things happening here around the area, which we kind of expected, which is actually kind of nice, because now folks can make their plans accordingly instead of waiting around for the last minute of do we or don't we. You just never really know for sure. I did notice already this morning that there have been some changes, schedule changes to some. That's the thing that people asked me the most about here yesterday and this morning already. What about the basketball games tonight? There are some 3A and 1A boys district final basketball games scheduled for tonight. What about those? Well, there are a few postponements and a few schedule changes as far as times go, but nothing for this area quite yet. They're still for games in other areas. I think there are three or four of them so far this morning that they've already adjusted. And in some cases, it's just adjusting the times. But we'll certainly let you know as soon as we hear anything, too, so that folks can make their plans and their schedule changes as they need to. I would suspect that by the time we get to the after work hours today, that the going to a basketball game probably won't be quite as important as clearing the driveway, shoveling the sidewalk, and all those other fun things we get to do after the storm works its way through. Good time had by all, huh?
I guess. That's what we want to call it.
You thought we were going to get out of winter pretty much scot-free here at the tail end, didn't you? Not quite. So, yeah, that snowfall, again, is expected to arrive here in this area around the noon hour. So look for that luncheon surprise today. Anywhere from like 11 to 1 o'clock, somewhere in that window is about the time that the storm is expected to work its way into this area. And again, do expect snow. They're talking anywhere from, you know, typically we're hearing 6 to 10, 6 to 12, something like that. It kind of depends on where you are. But we're also looking for some blowing and drifting of snow as well with that storm. So watch for that here a little bit later on. Make your plans and preparations. And again, keep it tuned here to KJAN and keep your browser pointed to KJAN.com. Check that cancellations page constantly. Keep refreshing that because we do change it every time we get something here. In fact, that's the resource we use here in the studio. Remember the days we used to have this big stack of papers here? Little notes and whatever all stacked up here to run through the list of postponements and cancellations. We don't have that mess anymore. We put everything immediately when we receive it. We put it straight up on our cancellations page, and that's what the guys, that's what they use here in the studio to inform you. So you are as smart as we are, or should I put that the other way around? We are as smart as you are. Either way, we're sharing that information as soon as we get it. So keep it tuned here today, and we'll keep you updated on all that because, boy, we're getting a lot of questions from folks about this, that, and the other thing right now. Kendall Warren made it in this morning. Fortunately, he was able to get here before the storm, and he'd like to tell you more about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got freezers, chest and upright by Whirlpool Man and Frigidaire. Sizes from 5-3, including 25 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Got electric and gas ranges freestanding on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special order. We offer Whirlpool, Maytag, Frigidaire, and LG. Built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Got washers and dryers in top load and front load in small, large, and super capacity models. If space is a problem, we have some stack-type units, and we offer Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Also, Speed Queen, which is made in the United States, carries a full 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. Stop and see us at W&S, and weather permitting, I'll be there till 8 tonight. Jim?
Throwing snowballs, huh? You see the pictures from the GC Championships out in the Phoenix area yesterday? 2 inches of snow on the golf course out there at Scottsdale. A lot of the residents there were saying they've in all their lives they've never seen snow on the ground at that golf course before. And, in fact, there was some video of some of the golfers out in the parking lot throwing snowballs at each other. Wonder if any of them shanked them to the right. Have a few more on the list, too. Keep checking that list. I see Walnut's got a noon dismissal today, and Just trying to glance through the list here real quick. We mentioned Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and Exira each with a 12:30 dismissal today, and also a Bedford at noon dismissal today. Audubon will be dismissing elementary students at 12:30, middle and high school students at 12:45 today. There'll be no afternoon pre-K program and no evening activities at the Audubon School District as well. So some of the more recent ones we've added there too. So make sure you keep checking that list. We will too, and we'll share with you as soon as we get those. Hey, have fun. Keep your head up. Keep the snow shovel handy. You go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.